keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. KDHE is reporting an increase in measles cases in Kansas this week. There are now 79 cases in the state as compared to 71 from last week. The majority of counties reporting cases continue to be in the southwestern part of the state. Of these cases, 66 involved children. Of these cases, 66 involved children up to the age of 17, and 13 cases involve adults. The family of the woman who died at the Super Bowl rally shooting last year has filed a massive lawsuit this week looking to hold the city, gun sellers, and the Greater Kansas City Sports Commission liable. It does include the three men charged with Lisa Lopez's murder, Union Station, and Kansas City, as well as event organizers that allegedly didn't impose proper security measures. The family is seeking damages and request a jury trial.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. I care deeply about creating a world we can all fully participate in, free from stigma, misperceptions, and barriers. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Rooted in communities nationwide, Easter Seals helps empower millions of people, regardless of age or disability, through its life-changing services and powerful advocacy. Today and every day, Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Let's celebrate the good life in a town that's been too good to us at this year's Downs Celebration. Thursday, June 19th through Saturday, the 21st. Activities include a carnival for all ages all three nights. Live bands and music on stage and at the beer garden. Kids activities, food trucks, vendor booths, and mark your calendars to attend the biggest parade around on Saturday night at 7. Check out the Downs Chamber of Commerce Facebook page or DownsChamber.com for a full list of this year's activities you won't want to miss at the annual Downs Celebration, June 19th through 21st.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until midnight tomorrow night. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 100. Winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 79. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 91.
Were you where it hailed but not sure if you have any damage that needs fixed? Stop by DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit to make sure. Paintless dent repair available. Free estimates available by calling 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, located at 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit. Here for you in your vehicle's time of need. DeVore offers 24-hour wrecker service, plus Doug and his staff do car and truck dent repair, rust repair, and full refinishing. DeVore Auto Body can also replace your windshield, does chip repairs, spray and bed liners, auto repair including AC systems and recharge. Just call DeVore Auto Body and Collision at 534-1982.
Crumbaker Oil and Feed, located on West Highway 24 in Beloit, is the place to stop for all your top quality fuel products, new tires, and tire repair. And don't forget your dog and cat food, convenience items like ice, sodas, and snacks. Crumbakers carry Hubbard feed products, stock tanks, and much more. Open 7 to 6 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8 to noon. Stop by Crumbaker Oil and Feed in Beloit or call to schedule your service today at 738-5181.
It's Celebration Week. Time for reunions, family, friends, and fun. Head south of the tracks to L&M Liquor in downtown Downs, where every day is a reason to celebrate. From all of us at L&M Liquor, welcome to the Downs Celebration.
As a proud sponsor of the Downs Celebration, Miller Hardware in Downs wants to formally invite you to come see them and visit Downs this Thursday through Saturday for the celebration events. Open 8 to 5:30 during the week and Saturdays 9 to 4. Visit Miller Hardware in Downs for all your home maintenance and improvement needs, as well as gifts for the whole family. Miller Hardware in Downs, a proud supporter of this year's Downs Celebration.
your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals have now won 3 games in a row after sweeping the Rangers, winning 4-1 on Thursday afternoon. It was the first sweep for the Royals against the Rangers in Arlington since 2003. At the plate, the Royals had 4 runs on 6 hits. Vinny Pasquantino started things out with a 2-run shot in the first, and Jack Caglione hit his first 2 home runs of his Major League career during the game. Bobby Witt Jr. had 2 hits in the game. Michael Wacha took a no-hitter into the 6th inning, finishing giving up 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks while striking out 5. John Schreiber had a hitless 7th inning, striking out a batter on El Zerpa, gave up a hit while striking out a batter in the 8th inning, and Carlos Estevez got the save in the 9th. The Royals are now 37-38. They head out to San Diego to start a 3-game weekend series beginning tonight at 8:40. That game's exclusively on Apple TV. Saturday's game is set for 6:15 p.m. It'll be broadcast nationally on Fox. Sunday's finale, that is set for 3:10 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Let's celebrate the good life in the town that's been too good to us at this year's Downs Celebration, June 19th through 21st. An action-packed Saturday includes a fun run in the morning with registration at 6:30. At 9 a.m., there's a 2-person scramble at the Downs Golf Club and Fender Fair in town. From 10 to noon, it's Art in the Park at the Gazebo Park, hosted by Rose Valley Methodist Church. There will be a car and bike show on Kansas Street. The carnival opens at 6. The Downs Lions Club Parade is at 7. And if you're over 21, the beer garden opens at 8 with Velvet Elvis live at 9. And don't forget, free swim every day, sponsored by Brush Art. Check out thedownschamber.com or visit the Downs Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for a complete schedule for the Downs Celebration, June 19th through 21st.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
We're talking to Eli Johnson of Beloit, who is on the West Shrine All-Star team. Eli, you're out at Hutchison this week at free Shrine Bowl game camp. How are things going this week?
It's been going pretty good. I mean, it's been a grind the past 4 days with 3 days, but we've been getting through it, and all the guys are getting to know each other really well.
Well, Eli, you graduate of Beloit High School this past spring and had a very successful 4 years at Beloit High. What are your most favorite things as you look back at all your sports and being successful in football, basketball, and track?
I mean, it's just the process of getting there and being around all my teammates and eventually getting to some of these goals that we want to get at and performing when it mattered.
As we break down football, exciting things happening. Unfortunately, after you graduate, over a $3 million stadium campaign, including new artificial turf and improvements at the stadium, your parents, Jim and Jim Johnson and Heather Johnson, have been kind of the ringleaders in pushing it through. You must be proud of your school and the supporters of the stadium, especially your mom and dad on the stadium project.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, for sure, it's an amazing thing. It's sad that I couldn't play in it next year, but I mean, it's all right. It's not for us. It's for all the people that are going to be going through it in the next 20, 30 years. I mean, at least.
Well, Eli, let's get this. I have a question for you that's kind of funny. We need to take care of one thing right now. You got more Johnson blood in you or Heidrick blood in you that made you such a great athlete?
Well, my mom wants to say Heidrick, but my dad wants to say Johnson. So I don't know. It's a really good mix of both. I got the height from the Johnson, and then the thickness from the height from the Heidrick, and the thickness from the Johnson. So.
Yes, sir. You're quite an athlete. What a stud you are. Talk a little bit about football. 4 years. Didn't quite get to the state championship game. What a year you had this past year. 2A Defensive Player of the Year, Coach Brad Gober, and you played with a lot of great young men. Just kind of reflect back on your career at Boyd High School in football.
Yeah, I mean, football, I mean, it was just such amazing 4 years going and being successful every single year that we went out. And it was tough ending it how we did, but, I mean, it's still an amazing, amazing thing to be a part of.
Basketball, coached by Coach Ryan Eilert, who recently resigned and going to let Mikey Dole from Goodland take over. And just talk about your relationship with Coach Eilert and the 4 years you put in for him and your teammates, a couple state runs, and incredible career in basketball also.
Yeah, I mean, me and Coach Eilert have always been pretty tight. He's my godfather, and my parents and him are very close friends. So that really built our relationship from the beginning. And him being our coach, I mean, it was always good times working hard with him and being pretty successful at, you know, all 4 years in basketball.
Well, Eli, you had a tremendous track career, coached by Casey Seifert. What a coach he is. Nobody gets more out of his throwing athletes than Casey Seifert in the state of Kansas. Talk about your track career, especially throwing shot and discus. You didn't quite reach the ultimate pendulum, which was the championship, but I guarantee you gave it your all. You had the state record for about 5 minutes down there before the kid from Lakin went out and beat you. And what an incredible young man, what an incredible athlete you are. Talk about your track career.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we have the best throws coach in the state of Kansas, I mean, hands down. And he really pushes us all to be better every single day. And, I mean, the results show that. And the 4 years we've been with him, we've always gotten better. And it's got me to throw at the next level. So I'm really appreciative of that.
You got to see one of the best girls track teams ever at Boyd High School. You were right there day in, day out, including the state championships down there at Wichita. Just comment a little bit about how good Tatum Seifert, Addison Budke, and the girls were all year, scoring 200 points a couple of times. And then your thoughts on them winning the state title.
Oh, yeah. I mean, always coming back with that big old hardware is always good. And those girls definitely deserve it. They're as hardworking as anybody else on the team. And it's really cool to watch all their hard work be successful.
Well, Eli Johnson, a Beloit graduate and superstar athlete. So many dunks and throughout your career and unbelievable moves and sacks and in football and throwing the shot and discus. One of the greatest athletes to ever wear the Beloit uniforms. Talk about the next couple days and then the game down in Dodge City, and tell us about your future plans in this fall.
Yep. So, this morning we're going to have a practice, and then we're going to ship off to Dodge City, and we'll kind of get settled in tonight. And tomorrow we'll have a hospital experience with all the kids, and then do some more things related to the Shrine Bowl, and then Saturday's game day. So we'll get that going. And next year I'll be going to Wichita State University and being on the track team. So,
well, Eli Johnson, before we close, we need to talk about your fishing ability and you and I's favorite meal, meatballs. Tell us about guiding for Dawn Service and your favorite food, meatballs.
Yep. So, I mean, Dawn's been really good this year. We've had a lot of good clients, and can't wait to get back to that and fishing every day. But yeah, to get to meatballs, I mean, that's about the best food that you can get. So,
well, Eli Johnson, Beloit is awfully proud of you. We wish you and the West team good luck this weekend, and the future is very bright for you. And I haven't known you long, but you're an unbelievable kid from an unbelievable family, and you're going to go a long ways in life.
Thank you, sir.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Roundfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a pretty quiet start. Bids haven't been renewed. Asking prices are around $231 plus live in the south and $278 plus dressed in the north. Deals this week have been at mostly $376 dressed, $4 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. There was a light round of business in the south at $231, $5 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. At the Bloomfield Livestock Feeder Cattle Auction, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers weighing more than 700 pounds were $2 to $12 higher. Steers 600 to 700 pounds were lower on a light test. Heifers were unevenly steady. The USDA says demand was good and the bidding online was active. Medium and large one feeder steers 751 to 783 pounds brought 317 to 338.50. Feeder steers 850 to 898 pounds brought 308 to 319.75. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 718 pounds, fancy, brought $330.75. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for light offerings. Choice was down $3.44 at $390.25. Select was $1.56 higher at $376.15. Cash hogs are lower at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors have been pretty aggressive in their procurement efforts and have moved big numbers this week, many times at much higher prices. That could result in a rather slow day of business, as they have needed numbers on hand. Demand for U.S. pork has remained relatively strong, both on the global market and domestically. Both have added support to prices, but China was noticeably absent again this week from the export sales report from the USDA. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 222 with a weighted average of 109.74. The Iowa Minnesota was 255 lower with a weighted average of 110.92. And the Western Corn Belt was 306 lower with a weighted average of 110.92. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at midday at $76. And pork values were higher, up $2.46 at $121.44. Ribs, hams, loins, butts, and picnics were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory continues until midnight tomorrow night. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 100. Southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 79. Tonight, mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 95 degrees.